listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your Midwest and Gascoyne local briefing. A flood warning is in place for the Gascoyne and Pilbara. A trough is deepening in the north, which could result in rains in excess of 30 mils in some areas. The Weather Bureau's duty forecaster, Justin House, says we could expect the following conditions.
We could see severe thunderstorms develop across the Pilbara and Gascoyne, with the main risk being heavy rain linked to flash flooding and isolated falls. In excess of 50 millimetres are possible. But over the next few days, this rain band will become quite a bit more extensive as it extends east towards eastern parts of WA.
Geraldton is set to get a new active travel officer to work out the most efficient ways to get around and promote active transport. The city and state government contributing to the position over 3 years. Mayor Shane Van Stein says he's excited about the program.
This person go out to a number of events, schools, run public awareness campaigns, but we also receive a large number of grant applications and opportunities from the state government, and better coordination of those allows to a better coordination of outcomes for the future.
Distraction by mobile phones and alcohol are putting kids in dangerous positions around water, according to AustSwim. It's reminding parents to fully supervise children over the Easter holidays and to not let drinking alcohol or relaxation get in the way. Ambassador and Olympian Brooke Hansen says there's still too many kids losing their lives near water.
Drowning for children under 15, it was the biggest leading cause of death in 2021, and we lost way too many children.
Geraldton detectives are appealing for help to find a man who can assist with an investigation. They're looking for 33-year-old Alan McDonald, who is described as a slim build with brown hair and eyes. Contact Crime Stoppers if you have any information about his whereabouts. A $1,000 reward is on offer for information provided to Crime Stoppers. In sport, the winter netball season is fast approaching in the Carnarvon Netball Association. There's still a chance to register as a team or individual. Get in touch with them if you're keen.